just about gone. Was formed, you are God. We bow before your throne, O God, and we just want to give you praise. We cannot make it without you, and we cannot make it without your power. Jesus, if it wasn't of your love and your faithfulness to the cross, where would we be? Today we are able to stand and testify that your death was life unto us. Your pain was healing unto our body. And your tears, O Lord, they were celebration and joy unto us. We thank you, O God, that you are in this place and we are able to experience your presence. We bow before your throne, not because we do not have any other God to bow before, but because we tried you and we found you to be worthy of the praise. And this is why we bow before your throne, oh God. Everybody, come on. Jesus the King. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 11, we are not locked down and we are not locked in, nor are we locked up. When we are in the presence of the Lord, God opens where it's locked and He locks where it's open. In Him we move, in Him we live, and in Him we have our being. Isaiah says, we have the key of David, the scepter, the authority, the power that was given to Jesus the Messiah. And Job says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we release on earth, it shall be released in heaven. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind the spirit of confusion. We bind the spirit of corruption. And we release God's people from the power of the enemy. For we know that in Him there is life. Everyone that is sick right now, I speak healing. Everyone that is confused right now, we release you. Let us call on the Spirit of the Lord. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Sweet perfume.
Sweet perfume.
Your awesome presence.
Your awesome presence.
Will you feel that place? For this is holy ground. It's holy lives.